Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and a pink cup, along with Dell, here with you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did Lance not get his contract? Is it formally done yet, Dell? Do we know? I can't hear you.
Apparently not included in the contract was headphones.
Headphones are not included. Wait a minute. You don't think that management would have thought to put headphones in his contract? Because if there's one person here that needs headphones in their contract, it's Lance. Okay.
He's screaming someone took them.
Someone took his headphones. Everybody takes, you know, that happens every day around here. Somebody takes Lance's headphones. Why do they continue to steal only Lance's headphones?
He continues to yell while he's trying to get set up that someone really did this time.
Someone really, really did this time? No, this time really did it?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Lance is back after his holdout, the squabble. It's over. He is much better off than Brandon Ayuk.
He is struggling to plug in headphones.
CeeDee Lamb, he doesn't know how to do it.
He says,
I can't hear anything because these freaking headphones, somebody actually stole my headphones out of my office the same way they were stealing my tequila out of the office. And now they stole my headphones while I'm gone. I say it as a joke when I forget to bring them in, but now they're actually stolen. I can't hear anything John's saying. These stupid-ass headphones.
Whoa.
They don't. Like,
kids
no
are on their
sound.
Way to school.
Okay. John, I'm just going to do the show. I don't know if you're talking or not. We can just talk each. Look, Dell, you can try it yourself.
Well, look, maybe you should put it in a different one. That's what, you know, that's what. He can't. Oh. Lance is back, everybody. Okay. After. Let's see. See if you can hear now, Lance.
All right. I'm leaving. I got to get a new contract.
You need a new contract? You just got one.
I like how you say people have contracts here.
Okay.
That's the funniest joke.
People do have contracts here, just not us.
I go on a vacation, and every year I find out, every vacation I find out something has happened to me. Because I get tweets like, oh, heard you broke your back. Dude, are you coming back? What is the deal? What's really going on here? Joan is sending direct messages to my wife about, is it really a contract issue? I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, we had to, you know what? We had to have some fun.
Does Lance have COVID? I heard he fell off a cliff.
No.
All this stuff.
Well, I couldn't tell the real story about what a delightful trip you had to start the first day with your family out in Colorado.
Well, that wasn't a great start.
Okay. I couldn't. I got the text, oh, this is a disaster already. Snacks isn't even talking to me. Okay, this is the worst already.
Oh, yeah. It was. Oh, yeah. There were some real up and down periods on this. Because they're not a vacation, it's a trip. It's not a vacation. You can't call it a vacation.
What did you guys do?
We went to Telluride. John Daspit let me use his house.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Yeah.
Nice
so,
house, I would imagine.
So I went to his house, as you can imagine. Really nice.
Yeah.
And we stayed there and followed the rules of the house. And, had kids. Alec had a stomach issue, so he didn't get to do anything two of the days. Mason begged his way out for one or two of the days. And then in between, there were some good times and some arguing. So,
okay. That's
pretty much a life with four teenagers in the house.
Yeah, right, right.
Well, Alex's not a teenager. But, yeah, we had our it's just gotten to the point now where it's me and my wife and Sebastian and Maddie. There's a constant sense of conflict in there.
There's a constant conflict. Got it.
Constant conflict. But so I wouldn't call it a vacation, really. I think that really indicates relaxation. Right. So I would just call it a trip.
Did you get to watch any of our Astros along the way?
I did. I brought one of my little magical fire sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to. And when I did that, I got to see Kikuchi, and I'll be honest with you, it's so far so good.
Yeah, no. He's been really, really good.
So
far,
so good.
He had a historical first start, and then his second start was really, really good again.
Yeah. First one was 8 strikeouts in a row.
Right.
The second one was really, really good. And then Fromber had, you know, a damn near no-hitter, which was great.
It was awesome. Fromber has been great. Hunter has been great.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Geddy has been great. You know, I opened up I went to The Athletic. I think this is the first time. I read The Athletic online on my computer. I went to it for the first time on my phone in a while, and it went back to July 2nd. And Chandler Rome had written a piece about, with the headline was something like, with Spencer Eric Getty's struggles, you can see the Astros' need for another starting pitcher. And I was like, wait a minute, what is the date on this? It was July 2nd.
Well, Eric Getty is 5-10.
He is 5-10, but he has been fantastic lately.
His last two, right? Because he was struggling quite a bit before then.
His last two, he's 7 innings, two earned runs, and 13 strikeouts. It's 6 innings, 1 earned run, 12 strikeouts. 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 8 strikeouts. 6 innings, 4-3. Yeah, no, I mean, it's been long. So, 6, he had a quality start before that. He didn't have a quality start, but then he had another quality start before that. 4 of his last 5 outings have been quality starts, and then the one before that was 5 innings and 2 earned runs.
Well, it's more than even that. Spencer Getty has put major strikeout numbers on the board.
Oh, yeah.
Like
historic strikeout numbers.
His numbers, you're not going to be impressed. 5-10, a 5.14 ERA, and a 1.448 whip. Like, it's not great numbers for the year. It's just not. He's still over 5 on his ERA. His whip is almost at 1.5. But some of the games, when he pitches well, it's not a line that looks like, okay, 6 innings, 5 hits, you know, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, 2 runs. It's not one of those. Like, these strikeout numbers have been really, really impressive. So that's the swing and miss stuff that you've been looking for. So, yeah, it's something to be excited about. I mean, for me, 25 strikeouts in the last 2 games, John. And, I mean, 13 innings, 25 strikeouts?
His last 8 outings, 6 have been really good. He had 2 stinkers. One against Toronto, he had 4 innings and gave up 6 earned runs. And then one against Oakland, 6 innings and 4 earned runs. But they didn't score any runs for him. They finally scored some runs for the first time ever in the last game this weekend against Boston. He had the worst run support of anybody maybe ever.
What's impressive to me has been the strikeout totals. With Eric Getty, you know, Hunter Brown strikeouts over the last, golly, 6 weeks, 2 months have really elevated. Kikuchi has had strong strikeout numbers. Eric Getty now, strong strikeout numbers. I mean, you've got, what you're doing is you're starting to show some dominance on the mound in terms of swing and miss stuff and being able to get out. You know, it's important to have strikeout numbers because it gets you out of tough spots. When you're down, Fromber has the ability to go double play because of his ground ball, because he throws ground balls. But these other guys, it's important for them to be able to get out of issues, you know, with strikeouts. And if you ever get into it, that's why you want. And if not, then you've just got a chance to dominate. Your pitch count will go a little higher with all the strikeouts. But, man, Eric Getty, 25 punch-outs. I didn't realize he had 12 in the game before when I was out of town. I knew the 13, obviously, but and Kikuchi.
That's the most it's the most back-to-back games ever by a rookie.
And you had Justin Verlander. More intel here. Justin Verlander pitched in Sugar Land over the weekend, making a start. He was kind of ho hum about it. I saw some of the pitches they had it on. I think Channel 2 had it, and it's not like he didn't look like he had his best stuff, and he certainly said as much. He's just trying to. He said he had some pitches locked in, and in his words, he was able to step on the gas of some fastballs late in his appearance. I think he went 5 innings. So, I mean, or was it 3 innings? Or he pitched. He threw almost 50 pitches.
He threw 52 pitches.
Yeah, 52 pitches. So, that's good. That's good to Verlander. I know McCullers is officially out for the year. Verlander is going to come back. They say Kyle. Now, once again, remember when we were talking this before I went on vacation about Kyle's rejoined the team. He could be playing any second now.
Yeah, I know.
Or not. But Dana Brown said he has no pain now. So, man, I mean, you've been without Kyle Tucker June, July, August now. God, and look at this. You're tied for first right now with Justin Verlander missing way more time than we expected. And frankly, my guess is Kyle Tucker's missed way more time than the Astros expected.
Oh, he's missed more time than anybody. Yes, absolutely. He's missed more time than anybody expected. So, yeah, and listen, the bats came alive again. Alex Bregman and Yordan Alvarez this weekend, they were fantastic. And you know, Dana Brown said a while ago, hey, as Alex Bregman goes, so the Astros go. And he's right. When Alex Bregman gets hot, this team is almost unbeatable offensively. After a week and a half, 10, 11, 12 days of just the most doldrum offense that we could have seen since the All-Star break, holy crap, did they put it together this weekend in Boston. They love – what are they, 16
they
and 6?
They feast in Boston.
16 and 6 in Boston.
Absolutely feast. And John, when you – you know, you sweep. My buddy Michael Bennett, you know Michael, he and some friends went to Boston. I said, boy, I wouldn't fix your gaze on anyone for more than about 5 seconds over there. They're probably ready to fight. He goes, actually, they were actually not bad. He said, Seattle was way worse. He said, they were actually not bad and very knowledgeable fans. And we talked to them and had a good time talking to them. The Astros swept them. And, you know, it's hard. Boston has gotten better this year. Boston's been a better version of themselves this year. But there's just something about the Red Sox and Fenway in particular where the Astros have no fear. In fact, they love playing in Fenway.
Oh, yeah. No. They love that monster. And plus, one of the great things about it is that, you know, Yordan can play left field. It's such a small – it's such a short porch. Now you can get Altuve a day off defensively, which he did yesterday. You got other options because you can play Yordan in left field, and they can't run on him because of his arm. You got a much better outfield with Yordan in there in left field as opposed to what you've been putting out there. You know, you don't have to play Pedro. Pedro Leon finally got to start after about 9 days off. So, absolutely. They love playing in Boston, and the Astros sweep them, and now head to Tampa, which is it's just the opposite.
So dreary. We really have to cancel Tampa.
It's the worst. I mean, I've been there for playoff games. It was almost like a mausoleum. It's awful, that stadium, and I could see where the Astros would struggle there because you just don't feel like you're. After going to Boston with the excitement,
you don't feel like you're in baseball.
You don't feel like you're in Major League Baseball. You really don't, and you don't feel like you're in baseball at all. That's that kind of stadium. If they only take one of these three, honestly, if they only take one of these three, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Tampa just, Bay. I used to go to Tampa every year for the when the East West Shrine Game was there, and I would have to go and Tampa. I don't know if it's Tampa or St. Pete's. I can't remember which is which. Like Lance McCullers really wants to make sure that he's known for being from one place and not the other. I think he's from St. Pete. And Tampa is just full of laundromats and liquor stores and strip clubs, and that's about it. It was the most. It is. There are areas of it, and there are areas that are nice, but there are areas that are super depressing. I mean, it's Florida. You have to know that you're probably going to have to fight at some point, and it may be somebody. Remember, this is where I feel like bath salts were invented in Tampa. Remember that 2 years where we had people on bath salts that were eating people's faces and doing crazy stuff, and then it just went away? I'm pretty sure that was invented in Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah, Tampa or somewhere near Gainesville. So
it was in Florida.
It was in Florida. It was Florida. Yeah, no question about it. All right, we got a lot of Texans to talk as well here. We are a proud sponsor of Houston Restaurant Week. We want you to go out, dine out, okay?
And you did good. I did this weekend, John.
Where'd you go?
We went to Riel. We haven't been for a while, and we had the restaurant. The Restaurant Week menu was fantastic. I was really impressed with it.
That's sweet. Nice.
And every week we're going to go to at least one, if not two, different places every week during a restaurant.
Because this is when you can afford it. You can afford to go.
Does Nobu over there have a restaurant week? Are they doing that in LA?
Although they do. No, Los Angeles does have a restaurant. It has a restaurant week. I don't know what, but it was, and we missed it already. I saw a billboard for it.
Our restaurant week lasts a month now.
Yeah, ours is a restaurant weeks. So you go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com and you see all of the different 400 different participating restaurants, and you see a place you can go which you can't normally afford. So let's go get on out there. And all the money that's raised for the Houston Food Bank during this month, it's incredible. And all your Houston Texans talk next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance back at it this week. Lance with his contract all fixed up. Doc Lindell, I just heard a commercial Doc Lindell was talking about what the neo-grafting does for you. It's like you are resodding, right? if you've got a yard, excuse me, and your grass is, there's holes in it, there's mange, it looks terrible. You got to resod it. You put the hair up there. Okay, that's exactly what you're doing with the neo-grafting. Now, when you fertilize your lawn, that's what you're doing with the PRP, okay? The PRP stimulates the growth inside your head, and it makes the hair sprout up. That's what the PRP is. That's less expensive. That's a way to go, too. Doc Lindell will tell you which one is right for you, because Doc Lindell, it doesn't care about – honestly, his business is augmenting women. This is great. I knew I had to do something for men, and it's awesome, and he's one of the biggest hair guys in the city now. But he's like, that's not how I make my – that's not my business. My business is women. And so I'm going to shoot straight with you. And he shoots straight every single time. What do you need, the PRP or the neo-grafting? And you, my friends, will benefit from Doc's knowledge. 975hair.com. You don't have hair? You need hair? 975hair.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans played Friday night. We haven't talked to you since that game. There's so many people that are drawing, that look at these games and they draw these conclusions from preseason games. I'm just like, guys, you've got to relax. You got to relax on this thing because I've seen guys that I thought were fantastic in the preseason, going all the way back when I was covering the Saints back in the late 80s or the Packers in the early 90s. And I was just, and I'm thinking, these guys, oh my God, what a great preseason. And then, cut. You know, you just never know what coaches are looking for. And whether or not they're the right type of guy for what they're trying to do, whatever the case may be, I can't put too much emphasis on what is happening with Damian Pierce. four carries, 4 yards. There was nothing there. They didn't have three of their offensive line starters. But you know what? That may be the case during the season. Last year, they didn't have three of their offensive line starters. So this happens all the time. So you got to, you know, you just got to be good. But you got to know that they're not, they're not game planning for the specific defense. They're not getting out of plays when they maybe they should. You know, you've got Case or Davis Mills out there instead of C.J. Stroud, who is, you know, not going to get you into the right play because it just doesn't matter. Run the play that we give you, and let's just go to the next down and see if we can't beat a guy one-on-one. So I'm not going to take – I'm not going to – I saw a thing where it looks like Darian Goodman-Wally is not going to make this team. Why? Why do you think that? Why do you think Robert Woods now is going to make this team because he had four catches? I think Robert Woods is going to make this team because he's making $10 million this year. That's probably something that's going to happen. But not because of their play right now. I mean, Robert Woods may have four catches all season this year, right? I mean,
how
is Robert Woods going to get
on
the field?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the same thing. Like, you can't you got to be careful about, especially guys who are deeper down on the depth chart, because if they may flash and then it's – or they may get a bunch of carries in a game, and you think, uh-oh. But that's not – it's not always indicative. I will say this. I saw the account Texans commenter had – I don't know where he got the game tape, but he got sideline and end zone. He got end zone game tape. I'm getting ready to watch end zone game tape right now. And on all four of the carries for Damian Pierce, and they were all four outside zone runs. Like, I paid really close attention. And – you know, it's just, I don't want to get too far in the weeds and how you do it, but you got to press the line of scrimmage. Even if there's a runner there, you're either going to bounce it or you're going to press and then try to cut back against the grain. There weren't great opportunities for him, I'll say that, but he also didn't run it great. And I think, you know, Ogunbowale does play on special teams and covers. I don't think Damian Pierce is going to make this team. I'll just be honest. With Cam Akers here now, as long as Cam Akers' health is okay, his ability to play all three downs, I just think Damian Pierce is just not a fit for the outside zone. I don't think he's going to make the team. I could see the Texans trying to deal him, but I don't know if anyone will take him. If they do, it'd be for a seventh. I don't even think he'd get a sixth. I think it'd be a seventh. I do think that he can be an NFL running back in the right kind of offense. But I don't think it's going to be this one. And so while I agree with you, what you say is you can't put too much on box score stuff at all. The four runs I watched, and then based on what I saw last year, he just doesn't feel the outside zone.
I saw a commenter's video, too, and how indecisive he thought he was. There was nothing there.
I didn't think it was indecisive.
There was nothing there.
I think that there's still a way that he doesn't run it. You know, you still need to press. It still needs to be more linear. And he just doesn't – that's not how he runs. So, no. He said, look how indecisive. And I agree with you. I didn't think it was necessarily indecisive. I just thought he didn't really handle the lane choice stuff the way he could. But I didn't think it was necessarily indecisive. I thought he looked more indecisive last year, honestly.
Yeah. Big deal or not a big deal? The Tank scored a touchdown.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I liked it. I mean,
you know, his first touchdown coming back, and it was a one-on-one scenario. Once he beat his man and got past that tackle, he took one more hit before he got into the end zone. But yeah, I think that was a really good deal. I was glad that C.J. Stroud played a little bit, and I tell you, Davis Mills. So, Davis, who do you think is going to be the backup quarterback, Davis Mills or Case Keenum?
You know, if it came nut-cutting time and you had to put a guy in there, they'd probably put Case in there again.
I'd put Davis in.
Yeah.
You might be right. One thing I don't think is going to happen is I don't think you're going to trade either one of those guys, and here's why. You now have aspirations of being a very good playoff team. And just in case, don't put yourself in a scenario unnecessarily where you can't – look, if you have to go to a backup quarterback, it's tough enough to try to win in the league. But don't put yourself in a scenario where if you've got three guys who can play the position, keep all three. Just keep all three.
Yeah.
Don't take any chances.
Yeah. No, I agree. And because you needed – listen, Case came in, won a game at Tennessee, and then the next game he stunk, and Davis Mills had to come in, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the inconsistency that you're going to get from a backup quarterback. That just happens throughout the league. Case is great, and Case should be there. And I think I would trust Case more right now, but you may be right. Maybe it is Davis Mills. Maybe he can run the offense a little bit better. We'll see. Apparently, Cade Stover is having himself a really nice camp. As a matter of fact, D'Amico talked about it. D'Amico is talking about he had a few things to say. He really liked Tank, but let's get to one where he's talking about Cade Stover. Stover had a couple of catches, and he had the first catch. Well, yeah, he had the first catch that CJ had this season, a little 7-yarder. That was really, really nice. But it is bringing into question whether Katoriano is going to make this team. We'll mm-hmm. see whether or not he makes the team. But D'Amico had some nice things to say about Cade Stover.
He's probably been one of our most consistent players on the team since he's been here. You know, sometimes I was telling guys, I forget that he's a rookie, right? Because he's been so consistent. He's exactly the guy we thought we were getting, right? Tough, gritty, hard-nosed, and dependable, right? He's been very dependable. He's shown a lot, really, with the routes and being able to catch the football, move downfield, break tackles. Like, it's exciting to see a young player come in and be as consistent as he's been day in and day out.
That's nice. That is, you know, Cade Stover might be a really good draft pick over these years. You got Dalton Schultz tied up for a couple of years, and now you got Cade Stover, another guy that, I mean, he's actually kind of a Dalton Schultz light.
Yeah, he's I liked him coming out, man. He's got a little intensity as a blocker. He is a former defensive lineman who has only been, this is only his third year playing tight end, total, two at Ohio State, and this is his third total year. He was, you know, so he's a defensive lineman, so he's got a little different. He's got some attitude to him, more so than most tight ends. And then athletically, he's a good athlete, and on tape last year, he really flashed athletically. Like, he really turned it on in his second full year as a tight end. He really flashed. So my thought was he's an ascending prospect. Like, this is a guy who's about to get a whole lot better. And what you love to hear is D'Amico's asked about a lot of players, and he'll give, oh, he's doing great, and you know, we want him to keep going, and he comes out here ready to practice and plays, and we like the direction he's headed in or whatever. You hear that answer? That answer wasn't one of these coach speak answers. He called him one of the most consistent players in camp since he's been there. That's like when D'Amico really likes a guy, his answers are different, and he really likes Stover.
Unless he means it, he ain't throwing those kind of.
He'll give you the Biggio, like, you know, oh, he's doing a nice job, but those answers are different.
Yeah. Yep. No, absolutely. 713-780-3776 is the number. Good to see one HOF can make it work on time. There's Lance. There's. It's a pink cup sitting on the desk when we start the show.
What?
Okay. This is how you start your Hall of Fame career. Okay. That's how you start.
A lot of people don't know that we're Hall of Famers, John.
Who are these people? Who are these people?
I guess anyone who doesn't follow you or didn't show up to the show until, or even show up to the show early. Like, it didn't get announced until after 8:15, so maybe they only listened to the first hour. So they don't know that we've got two Hall of Famers in the building.
Well, then we need to spend the next 30 minutes talking about this.
So if you missed it, really, John and Lance are members of the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, the entire state of Texas, not just sports radio, the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Includes the West Texas area, includes up in the Panhandle, all of it.
Includes people who do pop music as far as their station or rock music. They are Hall of Famers.
Corpus Christi area includes Sam Malone and the other lady.
Entire state of Texas, yes.
Yep.
Name all the cities you'd like.
Yeah.
That is true, and we really appreciate it. That is awesome. But you want to talk about a Hall of Fame performance. What about Cal McNair this weekend?
Oh, man.
That was a Hall of Fame performance.
The world is upside down.
Talk about changing a brand. Holy
this is
crap.
This is truly incredible. When we come back, we'll tell you what the latest with Cal was in his great rebrand. We'll tell you what the latest is with him, and we'll get into some of the we'll just dig deeper into the Texans and Astros if you like. 713-780, or if you just want to talk about us being in the Hall of Fame, which is one of the more important things that happened over the weekend, 713-780-3776, of course, is the phone number. 713-780-3776. Also, not going to solicit, but if anyone wants to give us gift cards as like a thank you or...
I'm not sure.
I'll take it. I'm in Houston.
Gift cards.
Well, you're looking for Nobu gift cards. I'm not sure they have those.
Yeah.
But for people in the city of Houston.
Yeah, I'll take anything.
Lance will take something, certainly.
They have a Nobu here.
I mean,
they
gift cards. I meant gift cards. That's what you're looking
Nobu
for.
Nobu gift card. They've got Nobu here. So
no, just... Nobu started there.
No,
actually, started in New York.
I was wondering if they had Nobu gift cards. That's what you're looking for, Lance.
Yeah.
I mean, John. But for the rest of us, like Lance, something the barbecue place or a nice Tex-Mex place, he doesn't mind. Yeah.
And Del can take yours.
Hey, I had dinner again at Buffalo Wild Wings last night. I've had dinner four times at Buffalo Wild Wings. So tell me about Nobu. Okay,
so you'll go
I'm
back
a Buffalo
to their,
Wild Wings.
You'll go back
guy.
To there over and over and over, but you won't go to the gay sports bar a second time.
No, you
well,
won't.
This is I'm. I just feel like
I bet you the food is better at that place.
Wings, beer, sports.
That's what he wants.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, hit the button. I want this game to go longer.
Wings, beer, sports, dudes.
Are you looking for somebody to hit the button so the game will go longer than normal? Hey, let's extend this. I don't want to go home.
What I do want is to talk about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. People. This is the way to get your payroll to your people. You're not in a payroll game. You don't know the payroll game. You don't do the payroll game well. They do. This is what they do. People, this is what they do every single day. And listen, it's proprietary technology that other people are trying to get their hands on. And my colleague's like, nah, you know what? We're going to continue to just keep on doing this. If they could get their hands on I'm telling you, this is really, really special what they do with their technology at HRP. It really is. People are really want it. And my colleague's like, no, we developed this thing. And you know what? We're going to continue to get this to our people the way we want to get to it. Because if he sold his business, I'm sure it wouldn't be the same. It would not be the same. It's almost like you're part of the HRP family. We see these guys all the time. We talk to these guys all the time. You will do the same. When you're a client of HRMP, you're going to feel like you're in the HRMP family. I'm not even joking. They're really a big part of your business. So if you need to get payroll and HR to your people along with the taxes they do for you, it's incredible. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Come on in. Anything that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. And still ahead in just about 8 minutes, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yours has a chance to be a lot, so does mine. But I gotta ask you, I'm looking at you now on the on Twitch. I'm trying to get to our other little streaming thing, but I'm
or
not
YouTube
seeing,
or
yeah, well the video yeah right well no. The video is not working for me
right
on this restream, so I'll have to see what's going on there. I don't know if it is for you, but
you can't figure something out technology-based again?
No, I just hit play, and it just keeps...
What?
It just... You can come look at it.
I don't want to.
But regardless, on Twitch I can see John, or on YouTube I can see John.
Right.
And is this... Are you in the house now? Are you...
Yeah, we're in the house.
So you're officially locked in?
Yes. We're in the house. We've got... Yes. We're in the house. We've got the apartment that Disney has given us, so we're back and forth. But we are in the house now, and... It is. It's awesome. I'm down in the basement. Wendy is.
You got a basement?
Yeah, we got a basement.
You in your mom's basement?
Yeah, I'm in my mom's basement right now. My mom had nothing to do with it, really, because she's been dead for a while now.
Yeah, but that's a phrase. It's a term.
No, right. I got you. But yeah, Wendy put me down here in the basement. And it's awesome. It's the coolest room in the house. So it's.
Are you going to turn this into your whole thing?
This is mine. We got a pool table. We got a pool table right over there.
How did you get it furnished so fast?
It came furnished.
I did?
came first. That's yeah, cool. We haven't moved our stuff yet.
Are you going to keep the pool hall?
We're going to keep.
I mean, the pool table? Oh, nice.
What? I don't know.
You just turned it around. I was just seeing.
He's saying that on a delay because he's watching the stream.
Why are you on such a delay?
Because he's watching the stream. He's not going through what we're doing.
Mine won't play on restream.
Just go tell. Give him the
He has everything.
I have restream.
He doesn't know what to do.
What
do you mean I don't know what to do? I did it the way I'm supposed to do it.
Sure you did. How come John and I don't have a problem then?
I don't know. Y'all have different. The NFL doesn't want me to see this. This is my NFL computer. They don't want me to see
they
what
don't
John,
want you
they may
like,
be blocking
be
this.
They don't want you to be on the right website?
They may be blocking this.
Okay. Oh, no, they're not blocking that. You just haven't. Dell sends us the link to the
stream
that we're on.
Oh, wait. I have to have InterStudio.
Look at that. He didn't click one button.
maybe it's working.
Maybe. Just click the button you're supposed to click.
Allow mic and camera
access. You don't have to do that.
Okay.
How did you make the Hall of Fame? I don't get it.
Well, it's not for using the computers. For it's talking.
It's a technological Hall of Fame Lance is in.
No, okay. It's for talking. Somehow, he managed.
He got there.
How come it says your name is Dell?
Because I'm the one who signed in right now, so I can manage it.
Oh, wait. I'm getting in, too, so okay.
It's fine. Just do it. Mine. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Come on.
There we go.
What were you saying, John?
Now things work.
Oh, look at that. You hit a button. Congratulations. Now put it on mute.
There we go. Now we're set to go. You see what happens when I go on vacation?
What?
People have changed all the settings.
What? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's the same. It's the same.
Many settings were changed.
You know what happened? Nothing.
Many failing settings were changed.
Nothing happened.
This failing restream.
It's the same as it's always been.
Yeah, to you.
No, to everyone.
Okay. So what about the – okay. I made the case that we should just drop basketball from the Olympics because it's boring.
You're a hater.
Why did you make that case?
He's a hater, that's why.
Because we win every year.
Not anymore.
Okay? Well.
It's close.
Holy crap, was that a good game. Both games were really good. Both of them against France.
I mean, Serbia had the comeback. First of all, we haven't talked about the comeback. Well, you guys may have on Friday. When I was flying back. The airport was, and I'm in a small airport at Montrose, Colorado, and everyone, as the game's going on, I noticed that there seems to be more, it goes from me and Mason and one other dude watching to everyone who's around there, probably about 35 people are watching the U.S. and Serbia in the fourth quarter, and my gosh, I mean, what a comeback they had to make. Forget that one.
What about France and Steph in the last minute?
Yeah, I'm about to get to that one, but I wanted to acknowledge that one because you looked like you were going to be dead in the water against Serbia. Yeah.
Right.
You'd be playing for a bronze.
But did you see Serbia? Did you see Jokic in the bus after they won the bronze?
Yeah.
He was like, that was way more exciting for him. He was way more excited than he was winning an NBA title.
No, he's already said it means more to him playing for Serbia. It's John, this is the thing. The U.S., we in the U.S. are the only people who care more about our club teams than the national.
Yeah.
We are. You remember the World Baseball Classic guys that were asked?
Right.
And it was like 78% said they would rather win the World Baseball Classic than the Super
Bowl. Of the Hispanic players.
I'm not talking about the American players. Let's face it. Yeah. It's Latin American and USA. That's all.
That's it.
But 78% said they would rather, and it may have been even higher than that, win the World Baseball Classic than the World Series. I was like, what? But their country just means more. Home run derbies. Oh, my God. You go to an all-star game with a home run derby? Are you kidding me? Every Dominican player or Cuban player or Venezuelan player, whatever, Puerto Rican player, flags all over the place. They're jumping on that guy. It doesn't matter if they're on his regular team or not. The World Cup is like that.
Yep.
Olympic basketball. You're right. Jokic would rather win an Olympic gold with his country than win an NBA title. He just would.
Well, and that leads us. And so two great games. The women almost had to go to overtime because of a foot on the line. She hit the shot as time expired, but she had her foot on the line. So the women survived and won the gold. And the men won the gold on one of the greatest individual performances I've ever seen. But Okay, this may be part of it, too.
By Steph Curry.
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's next.
Okay.
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. Get in right now and tell us what you learned. It could have something to do with the Olympics. It could be Astros. It could be Texans. It could be your boss. It could be your wife. It could be your kids. It doesn't have to be sports. It could be anything. 713-780-3776. I've learned over time that Houston Powder Coaters is the only place to go to get your powder coater on. Get your powder coater on right now, your powder coating, with whatever it is that you have that's metal. And how about that? It's free delivery. It's free pickup and free delivery. It doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear us, they're going to come and get it for you. They service all of the surrounding towns in the area. They also service governments. I mean, they took care of the Woodlands, that waterway that they have in the Woodlands. They did a bunch of the poles and benches and all kinds of great stuff there. They take care of businesses, the giant, whatever it's called, the giant thing that they have, Ferris wheel, it's called. That's what it's called. The Ferris wheel downtown. They've done that. They do the picnic benches at the Texans. They do. It's fantastic. Everybody trusts Houston Powder Coaters because they've been doing it. They're great at what they do, and they're going to give you a great deal. Pickup and delivery absolutely free. If you've got patio furniture or car parts or boat parts that you need powder coated, get to HoustonPowderCoaters.com, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to play. What have you learned this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us what you have learned this weekend. I learned that there have only been 15 white cornerbacks in NFL history, and this year we could have three that might start games, which is incredible for Whitey.
Who are the three?
Riley Moss from the Broncos, Cooper DeJean, and Ethan Bonner from the Dolphins.
Well, Ethan Bonner would start if there's an injury. But yes, he will make the roster.
We're hoping for an injury so he can get in.
Why? You want guys to get hurt?
No, yeah. I want the white corner to
Whitey
play.
To get...
I want history so we can start to heal this nation.
With white cornerback play.
Do you think it starts with a white cornerback, Lance?
Black quarterbacks and white cornerbacks. Somewhere Dr. Cogslaughter is rolling over in his country club card room.
I think it would help race relations if more white cornerbacks played against black quarterbacks, because I think the black quarterbacks have a field day. So if we're thinking about
a Justin Fields day,
Not a Justin Fields day.
Catch a snap. Catch a snap.
He is a fumble machine. I just want to see a white cornerback do this. On a ball that's overthrown. Where they're beaten, but they're overthrown, do the incomplete sign.
That's not unique to race.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Everyone does that, yeah.
We need to heal this nation.
Did you learn anything?
There's a lot of heat on the streets for the Astros to play pop that coochie whenever Kikuchi strikes somebody out. There's a lot of... You don't need to dump that, Dell.
Stop it. Stop. I'm not playing
that. You don't need to dump that.
First of all, it's made up. That's only something you want to have happen. And we're not playing that song.
John, I want them to play the Two Live Crews pop that coochie.
Every
time Kikuchi gets a strikeout, pop that coochie. Hey! Come on, Dell. You don't have to dump that.
Stop saying that.
That's okay.
No,
that's not a big deal.
It really isn't.
It's not a big deal.
It really isn't.
Let's see if the streamers want to,
I know
them
the
to
streamers
do that.
Want, but who cares?
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome. I'm sorry. Well, look what happened. Oh, you know what else I learned?
You wouldn't love that, Del?
A professional wrestling writer, somebody who writes for professional wrestling, has clearly joined Cal McNair's team because his story is exactly like...
What
I've learned and what I already did know is that Lance... turn this into about him when it's supposed to be about the listeners.
How is it about me? I said pop that.
Stop. Exactly. That's about you.
Pop that. All right, Del, you got listeners?
Yeah. Let's go to Ocho.
Ocho. Que paso, Ocho?
What have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Palmer never gave up a grand slam nor back-to-back home runs in his entire career.
Wow, that's incredible.
That is incredible.
Never gave up a grand slam.
I'm sure. Well, and he probably didn't have the bases loaded quite that often. So
no.
There's another thing.
Not as much offense.
He was good. Jim Palmer was really, really good. Who's next, Del?
Let's get to Jacob.
Jacob, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
What's up, Jacob? Yeah, I learned that LeBron is a GOAT. He was the MVP of the Olympics over Steph Curry. He had a triple-double.
Okay, that's more than one sentence. That's more than one sentence. Jacob, you get one sentence. One sentence. That's the game that we're playing. All right? So there's that. I actually learned that was going to be mine, was that I could root for a LeBron team. I found that I could actually root for a LeBron team. That was something that I learned this weekend.
You know, our Olympians make the gold medal gets them, I think, 32,000, a silver 25,000, something like that. Other countries, it's a lot more. These guys aren't playing for money.
No.
They're not. They weren't playing for money. And it's, I don't know, it's just a cool reminder to see, you know, see guys and see athletes in general, male and female, be excited about, be excited about winning for their country their teammates, you know?
Right,
It wasn't all about me. Like, there was...
Well, it was all about Steph is what it was all about.
Well, but he didn't make it about that.
No. It was all about
LeBron played well, too, now.
Yeah, but Steph...
The Graybeard played well.
That last minute was the best we've seen since Tracy McGrady or Reggie Miller.
It's the best we've seen since Steph Curry did that to the Rockets. Steph's done that to us before.
No,
you want me to go find you?
Not four straight threes when you're in a game that's a 3-point.
I was there.
Tie game.
I was at the flood game where we left, where Steph Curry hit us up for like. No. It wasn't that game because I think the Rockets won that game. This is what it feels like for Rockets fans to get. This is what it feels like to cheer for Steph. I was like, wow, this is cool. I can cheer for Steph.
That was the greatest minute of basketball, I think, individually by anybody I've ever seen. All right, Dell.
We'll go to Brandon.
Brandon, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that middle-aged white Australian women are not effective breakdancers.
Ray Gun.
Wow, what's that?
B-girl awesome? Ray Gun was not great, but I also learned that she is beloved in Australia. She got back and the whole place. Did you see that video?
No.
She came back and everyone was going crazy. Like the
really?
Whole country
awesome.
Was there cheering for her. She's actually a little cuter than I thought too.
When she's in regular clothes.
Yeah. I actually was. That thing's gonna live forever. Who was the first NFL player to do one of her dance moves, like the kangaroo bouncing back and forth? I asked that yesterday on Twitter. Who will be the first player to do that celebration? I said George Kittle. Other people think Travis Kelce. I got a Zay Flowers.
We'll have to see. But that is that's gonna be the next one instead of the Justin Jefferson. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I think somebody's gonna pull out some of her moves for there. That may be the thing where you roll on the go sideways and touch your toes. It may be that move too.
What's next, Al?
Well, we have our doubleheader. First, we'll start with Tom.
Okay.
All right, Tom, a doubleheader we got today. What's up, Tom?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned when your friend gets his wife drunk enough to agree to go to the strip club with y'all, that she'll also be drunk enough to sit on and crush a styrofoam cooler and then wet her pants.
Oh, wow.
What a move.
Wow, she must have been wasted, dude.
What a move.
Wow.
Wet her pants. You sure she didn't just fall into the melted ice?
Well, or something happened. But, there goes that cooler.
I want to know if
I would imagine now it's Tom on a mobile.
That's correct.
That's right, Tom on a mobile. What did you learn?
Hey, guys. I learned that when you're doing speed dating in church, it's frowned upon when you take your pants off.
That's not what Tom sounds like, first of all.
And no one takes...
Nobody, he doesn't choose...
And don't take your pants off at any speed dating. It's going to be frowned upon even if you're doing that at a...
Speed dating
not just in church. You can't take your pants off when you're speed...
Keep your
pants off in public.
Maybe he kind of got confused what speed dating meant. You take your pants off because you think at the end of a date, things are going to happen. That's not what speed dating means.
Okay. So that's what speed dating is. We ain't got time.
Okay,
we ain't got time for this.
Do you think anyone has smashed
that's
after?
A problem.
Do you think anyone has ever smashed after speed dating?
You mean they meet someone, but they go
just
through the
in their little 1 minute or however
they
long
they go through
you
the
get.
Process of talking to everyone.
Yeah,
else,
and then by the end of the night, something happens.
Sure, it's happened.
Sure, it's happened. Sure, it has. Yeah. You hook up. You just know right now.
Because
that's
remember,
it.
You're
baiting.
You're going from person to person to person.
Yeah, right.
That. It's Tinder before Tinder.
Yeah, it had to have happened.
Yep. Who's next?
La raza, ¿qué pasó? La raza.
Come on, let's get it.
La raza, how come John is in East Los now?
Granetti, Les
Chicos. ¿Qué pasó, mi?
Coño. Gentlemen, I actually have to give a little prop to you guys. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame. You know, you guys well deserve it. It's just, you know, guys done an amazing job over these last 25 to 30 years. I'm glad I've been a part of it. But I learned that the word sweetness means what Joe Lima meant.
The word sweetness means what
Jelena meant. Waddell, can you translate that for us?
I'd have to look it up.
I don't know what
he's
that
still
means.
On. Just tell us what it means.
Okay, remember Jose Lima?
Yeah.
Sweet boy.
Oh, sweet boy.
Jolima. He called
I
didn't him know Jolima. What
I thought he was Angelina Jolie.
I thought he was saying Jolene like Dolly Parton. He's talking about Jose Lima. He called him Jolima.
No, that's not Jolima. He's Jose Lima.
So you learned that sweetness is the same as sweet boy?
Yeah, sweet boy. Yeah. No, Walter Payton was called sweetness. He wasn't a sweet boy.
Bro, you didn't see Walter Payton in the locker room.
They work out here and they call you sweetness.
That's not
that
good.
That doesn't mean Walter like Walter Payton.
Jose thanks,
Lima,
Rosa.
On the air years ago said, Ricky Martin. He's a sweet boy. And we didn't know what he meant. Like, what do you mean? He goes,
oh, yeah.
No,
we knew what he meant.
Yeah, he said, well, I think because he told us during the break. No, he sings. He has good songs. He dances good.
No,
you
he's
know.
He's a sweet boy.
He's a sweet boy.
Any more, Dell?
And then he came out like a few years later. And
you know,
Lima called.
We do have some, as if Lance can't look at the board himself. I don't know why he doesn't do this while I'm answering phones. But let's go. We got
Sean?
Three more. Let's go to Sean.
Let's get Sean in here. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, guys? I learned that J.D. Vance still picks Tim Couch as his number one pick.
No,
in
you
fantasy.
Can't pick Tim Couch in fantasy football just because you're J.D.
Vance.
He doesn't pick Tim Couch. Tim Couch has not been in the league for years.
You learned that this weekend?
J.D. Vance?
He picks Tim Couch.
Does John not know the couch thing?
Maybe not. I don't know what side of
just
Twitter
Google
he's on.
Google J.D. Vance and
couches. Oh,
if you haven't seen that on your Twitter, then yours must be curated for you in a different way. I've seen it. Let's get Uncle Freddie in here. What's up, Uncle Freddie?
What's going on? I learned this weekend after officially watching Luke Combs and Cal McNair shotgun a beer that Cal McNair is a badass.
You
he,
know,
and he punted
that was
pretty and he
cool.
didn't miss. He didn't miss the can. He punted it into the crowd.
He did. He punted after he shotgunned the beer. He punted.
A
man,
lot
you want
of
to
beer
talk
was...
about a brand, an entire brand that is transformed. Holy crap! That is awesome.
We're going to talk about it more in a second. Let's get Dre in here. Last one. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence, Dre?
That's D. But...
Oh, is it D? I'm sorry. D. What's going on? What'd you learn in one sentence?
Hello.
Go ahead, D.
Hey, one thing I learned in one sentence this weekend, the Olympics has breakdancing and other countries aren't really good at it.
Okay. Yeah, that would be Australia.
Yeah.
Canada won the gold on the men's side. I saw that. It was Canada versus France.
And did we win gold on the women's?
No, we got a bronze in the men's. We're not the best. Breakdancing may have started here, but the best breakdancers are actually not necessarily in the U.S. It's really a lot of gymnastics, too. Let's just be real.
It is that, yeah. Yeah, all I saw was the Australian one. That was enough for me. That I can't watch that.
I liked it. I mean, the Australian B-girl ray gun. It was. I'm glad I saw it. I'll remember it forever.
The Australian government is asking to stop sending your own videos of your interpretation of her.
Well, they said they're being mean to her. They're not happy that people are trolling her.
Yes, the whole world is being mean to her.
I've seen TikTok where the wives right now, guys are filming their wives doing her routine right next to the TV while she's doing it.
That's fun. That is good. All right, nice job, everybody. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That was a good one. You guys are good. I'll be in studio next Monday for the next one, so we'll clean it up a little bit. But nice job. We appreciate you participating in What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. And we appreciate you participating in my bookie. And a lot of you have. I've been doing my bookie I don't know how many years now, and they couldn't be more pleased with the 97.5 listener, because you guys you step up, you understand it, you get it, you want to bet on things. You still got, okay, so the Olympics are over, so you still got baseball right now, but if you want to get in for the NFL season and get your, do you think the Texans are going to win more than 9.5 games? Huh? Do you think that CJ could be MVP? Hmm? Or whomever you think is going to be MVP, or whatever team that you think is going to go under or over the total. You got to get in now. You got to do it before the season starts. So you got to get to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, so that you can get your bets down. You know how this season is going to go. Might as well take advantage of it. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. And then the football season gets here, and you're like, wow, I love this. The in-game betting, or just the different props that you get for every single game, it's fantastic. I mean, every event is a big event, and it doesn't have to be just football. There's cricket and soccer and there's who's going to be the next pope. If you can bet on it, you got it. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN. 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.